Cruising 92.1 is WVLT Vinyl, serving the Delaware Valley with the best music and the best talk.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program do not necessarily reflect that of radio station WVLT, Clear Communications Incorporated, its staff and management, or our sponsors. WVLT, Clear Communications Incorporated, retains the right to record all phone calls received during this program for future promotions.
Hot Rod Mike here with Rock and Roll Garage Show, inviting you to kick back and listen in every Thursday night from 9 to 10, where we enjoy music featuring the best of what's old, new, borrowed, and blue. We'll bring you some of the best doo-wop, rock and roll, and blues this side of the Mississippi. We'll even throw in a little garage talk covering the latest news and local car shows, cruise nights, and more. So be sure to join us in the garage every Thursday night from 9 to 10.
Cruising 92.1.
Did not did it, did not did it, did it, did not 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 did it,
together we'll stand, divided we'll fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball.
Let's work together. Come on, people. Let's get on the ball, because together we will stand. Great words from Canned Heat. Let's work together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Rock and Roll Garage. And once again, thanks for tuning in and spending the next hour with us. Tonight's program is brought to you by NJ Cruise News and NJCruiseNews.com. Today is Thursday, March 2nd. Woohoo, Kath, March. Yes, we're here. The month of spring. I'm Hot Rod Mike.
And I'm Kathy.
And it is great to be here with you and with you, Catherine, and here on Cruising 92.1 WVLT FM. Great place to be tonight. It's kind of crappy outside.
Kind of crappy, but like you said, it's March and things are marching along.
Yeah. And, you know, coming up, we march on 17th and sleep on the 18th. Right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that how that works? I slept Sunday. I don't even know what day that was. Thank you, John. Happy birthday. I'm still feeling it today. Opening tonight's program, Can Heat. Yeah. Let's Work Together, released 1970. Nothing's changed from then to now. Come on, people.
Come on. History repeats itself.
And sometimes it just never changes.
Right.
That's all. It doesn't even repeat itself. Can Heat, 1970. Tonight's topics, I guess more like questions for our listeners. And we'll give you the phone number in a minute if you feel like calling in. Running out of ideas, just getting so busy with shows. But what do you think? If you could own only one car, just one car, would you own a brand new car? Or would you own a vintage car that's been like well-maintained or, you know, really nice for a daily driver? If you could drive and own only one car, like that's what the law says, okay, you can only have one car, what would that car be? And if we don't have any activity on that, well, I got another one for you. If you could eliminate one car from ever having been produced, what model would you pick? I have mine. And if we have time, we'll get to it today. Tonight's playlist? I'm not even sure why I do this anymore, Catherine, because rarely do we play many of the songs that I even have in the playlist. But we'll try. We'll try. Who do we have coming up today, if we get to it? Chuck Berry. I got a really cool one I haven't heard for a while. I'm sure some of our listeners have. But the Fenderman. Mm-hmm. How about the Reflections? Maybe one by Rick Nelson. Yeah, we'll see how it goes on. Dion, maybe tonight. Maybe we'll toss one of those in there. If at any time you're here with us, you want to tune in, which you're doing, but you want to give us a shout, Norman will hook you up. And Norman, hello, are you with us here?
I am right here. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Everything good down by you?
It is.
Vineland? Wonderful. Great. And you'll hook everybody up, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks, Norman.
And they were saying 62 to 64. We got to 60, but it was breezy. So it didn't feel like it, but it was still a nice day.
And we were maybe here along the coast area over here, probably 50, maybe mid 50s, but it was gloomy, damp, and dreary and drizzly all day. So, but thanks, Norm. Our number to the station, 856-696-0092. And we'll be with you here all the way up until a few moments just before 10 o'clock. And again, thanks everybody for tuning in. If you didn't catch the phone number, once again, it's 856-696-0092. And as you heard, Norman will hook you up and he'll put you through. We'll get you live on air. 18 days, Cap. 18 days. Spring.
18 days till spring. And you made me start thinking about it when you said we're already in March. Well, when we get to the end of March, you realize that we're a quarter of the way through the year already.
I know.
That's horrible.
Yeah. And yeah.
And I mean, it's nice because we're almost nice weather, spring, but time flies.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be hectic. It's going to be like the Daytona 500 here in April. As soon as we get past March, we're pretty quiet. I mean, outside of maybe a breakfast here or there, like at the Black Olive in Vineland coming up in 2 weeks on Tuesday, I can't even think off the top of my head, but we're pretty relatively quiet for March, which is, I don't know how to deal with it because it's been so nice. Like, I'm ready. The meetings, the shows, the flyers, the people we're talking to, we're all ready. I'm ready to go. I don't know. Time to work on the car. Yeah. I went out, got Ruby kind of cleaned up from sitting there for a little while and getting her a little covered up and ready to paint the cowl and the inside and the frame. And so that's going to be a nice project. We got to get past, what, today, tomorrow, weather-wise. And then I think we're kind of looking good again. It's been kind of a crappy week.
You haven't looked at that little calendar that's posted on the wall because I just wrote car, car, car all over it. Little reminder.
Yes, thanks. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I appreciate that. And you're going to come out and help, right?
Yes, I am. I still haven't finished. Oh, what was I? I was sanding the headers.
Yeah. So, we'll get you back out there. You were also the nut polisher.
Can't hear you.
You were also the nut polisher.
Oh, that I heard. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. But how are we doing in shows? Cars, cruises, cars, coffee. You know, every week we're adding more and more. We're sharing. Our network of sharing is really good. Show and Go Garage, Ben, a lot of these other guys. You've got Larry with Cliff's Calendars and Al at Jersey Shore. And we have us. There's a lot of places, information out there. It's going to be exciting. What do we have? 20, 25 events already and not everything up just for April? It's like one of the busiest ones. At least.
Yeah. Every day I'm finding more and having a hard time getting them up there in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's tough.
We have a call already.
All right, well, let's get our caller on. Caller, you're on the Rock and Roll Garage. Welcome. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm good. And who's calling?
So this is Pete Magakis. I called about a year ago about certain subjects.
Okay, wonderful, and Pete.
I was going to answer your question about the which single car I would have if I could only have one.
Okay, talk to me. What would you have?
I'm happy with what I have is a 2017 Challenger Hellcat.
Okay.
With the Destroyer Gray and the Brass Monkey wheels.
And that works for you.
Power.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they do. Is that the only car you currently have?
Well, I have a Escalade wagon, which, you know, I would get rid of if I could only have one car.
Got it.
Keep the Challenger.
Got it. Smart move. Yeah. Because for me, I would keep a classic, a vintage car. Yeah. Because I do pretty much now, you know, my wife, I let her have all the nice cars. I don't really care what I drive. Because I spend most of my time behind the wheel, typically in my life, with a classic car, so that would be my choice. Yeah. Did you have your Hellcat since new?
Yeah, I bought it in at the end of 17, right before it was considered a leftover.
Okay.
But I figured it was sitting there for about a year in the showroom, but it was a Dodge dealership in Princeton, and it wasn't on the main drag. It was called Baker's Chrysler.
Okay.
It was up some back road, so it wasn't well traveled. That's probably why the car sat there that long.
Right. You would think that nowadays there'd be a great network of these dealerships finding one. Maybe they just wanted to sell it themselves, and you were that lucky person.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which was great. Yeah,
absolutely.
Hi, and Pete. This is the wife, Kathy. Sorry to cut you off, Michael.
No, go.
But still on that conversation, that you have the Escalade, and the Escalade, I think you said was.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah.
So, what made you get the Escalade? Because they're so big.
Yeah, well, it was well kept. It was just highway miles on it, but the body was well kept. So I decided to buy it. It was it's a 2003. And it was very good mechanical. So and the price was right. They only wanted $5,900 for it. So I got them down to $45, and it's been a great vehicle.
Good job.
Sounds like me. You sound just like me, Pete. That's what I do. I go out and I look for these things, and if they last me 2, 3, 4 years, so it shall be. You got lucky. You've had that for a long time now, for $4,500.
Yeah, I've had it for about 5 years now.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Been great.
Wonderful.
I had to keep something to drive, you know, to keep the car in the garage all the time, you know, and take it to shows.
Right, right. Yeah, I picked up a 1987 Ford F-250 stick because I trailered a lot and did a lot of heavy yard work with it. But I picked that up for $1,300 12 years ago. I just got rid of it. Wow. six months ago. It lasted me that long, 12 years.
Yeah, this is still hanging in there, believe it or not. And it's it just turned over 300,000 miles, and it's runs excellent.
Sometimes we just get lucky.
Yeah, you know? it's been a type of vehicle to go long distance. The guy who had it before me used to go to New York City all the time with it.
Oh, so it's highway miles.
But he must have kept it somewhere to park it, because the body's in really nice shape.
Hmm. Cool, and it's all highway driven.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. Wonderful. Hey, Pete. Thanks for giving us a call again, and I have a question. Did you hear the other question? If you had to eliminate a car from any car that ever was produced, what car would you eliminate to, like, pretend that it just never happened?
The Chevette.
that's on the list. Yeah. That's on my list. I'll share with everybody a little later, maybe my choice, because I know it'll get beaten up by people, but it's the stories and the reason behind it. I'll tell you now. Corvair.
Oh, wow.
I would eliminate a Corvair.
Hmm.
Yeah. My grandmother had two. And as a kid, I used to ride in the back, and it was so uncomfortable because they had the heater right there at the seat and on the floor that blew right in my face. It was the rubberized floors. The seat is sitting low. I just didn't like it as a kid. And then she had two bad accidents with two different ones. And for all those reasons, that's the one I would eliminate.
But they were dangerous, like you said.
They were claimed to be. You know, nobody really, I really don't have the answer to it. My opinion is, yes, they were, because my grandmother had two severe accidents with them. We can't say, was it her fault or was it the car?
No,
it is what it is.
But yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Chevette, I owned one of those too. That's definitely on the list. All right, Pete, listen, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. And thanks for listening to the Rock and Roll Garage on Cruising 92.1.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good station. It's a good topic that you have on the radio. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for the kind words.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night.
Yep.
All right. Wonderful. Shows. We have shows coming up, quite a few. Starting in April. Even I'm going to be spinning the disc first time in April, right?
Yes, you are.
Or did I do last year?
For
our buddy Dan. I don't remember. I think this might be the first time in April.
I think we visited Dan's.
Yeah. But before we do that, Dan is coming up. Dan has in March, on March 19th, a Hot Rod Garage performance. He's got an open house. We've been there. There'll be goodies. There'll be food. Go down. You could take a look at his shop. He gets a nice crowd. It's Sunday, March 19th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hot Rod Garage. It's at 255 Cross Keys Road in Berlin, New Jersey. So that's going on. And he asked me to plug it, so I did. And we also have the wonderful 51st Annual Swap Meet and Car Corral. Numbers are getting big the last couple of years, Catherine. We're seeing 50s, 35s.
We're seeing 70s.
Yeah, who's 70? Isn't that the New Jersey Region AACA?
Yes,
70th
it is.
Annual show?
Mm-hmm.
70 years. 1953, they had their first show. Man, that's coming up. You got the date for that since we're talking? Maybe somebody might be interested in going out.
Oh, I mean,
since there's not a lot of shows. Here, I'll find it. It's in May, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Here. It is.
I'm gonna let me go to www. Where are you? Are you at www?
I'm on the homepage. Yes, I am. www.njcruisenews.com.
Okay. And where? April, right?
May 7th.
May 7th.
May 7th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't see. Yeah. I don't see the flyer.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I don't see the flyer.
No, you're kidding.
Nope. Oh, wait. No, that was the other one. I don't know. I'm all confused. I just got a text. I get sidetracked like that. Oh, yeah, there it is. New Jersey
right next
region.
To Hot
yeah,
Rods
we got a lot
Harleys.
Of stuff on May 7th. Look at this. Holy mackerel, Sentimental Cruisers, Paint the Town Pink.
All over the state.
Cinnaminson, Booten, Nam Nights, New Jersey Region, AACA 70th Annual Collectible Car Show. Yeah, there it is. East Hanover, Nielsen, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep. And Ram. That's where they have it. New location. That's what Abe was saying last night. Anyway, and then a swap meet. Swap meet is, I just had it.
That's March
51st, Sunday, March 26th. March 26th. So we'll start that one over again. 51st annual swap meet and car corral, Sunday, March 26th, 2023. 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's rain or shine. Salem County Fairgrounds. 735 Harding Highway, Woodstown, New Jersey. Vendors are $35. Car corral is $20, and that's in Salem County. And just go to our website. You'll find it there or Facebook and other pages, places. You know, everybody shares. That's what we do. That's it, right? I mean, as far as like real big themed.
Yeah. Shows. That would be it as far as March. Mm-hmm.
Our first edition for this year of NJ Cruise News, New Jersey Cruise News, is out. 32 full color pages. So our subscribers look at it. We have to get information on how to do that up here on the website. We don't think about ourselves. We got to get better at that. Hmm. In case somebody wants to subscribe. Usually it's like we look at you, we hand it to you, we make you feel guilty, we ask you to give us some money, and then we mail them to you.
We should be able to figure that out.
Yeah. You know what? I need to take a break for a second, Catherine. I'm getting some flickering over here on my laptop. Yeah. We'll be right back, folks. This will be a short one. I kind of like this song. The Fenderman, Mule Skinner Blues. Really cool. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you, sucker. Do you need another mule skinner? Down on your new mud run. Make any mule listen, or I won't accept your pay.
Yeah, Mule Skinner Blues, the Fendermen. That's like fun every now and again. You can get sick of it where I can, but it's really fun. If
not something I'd listen to every day.
Correct.
But it is fun.
But it is fun, especially after you pound a couple. Then it's real fun. And once again, folks, just a reminder, if you do want to call in, our number here at the station, and Norman will patch you through, is 856-696-0092. It's 856-696-0092. And our website, it's up and running 24/7. A lot of info on it. If you feel like sending something to us, just go under the contacts tab, send us your information, and we'll be sure to get it up on the website and maybe even on air. What else do we have, Kath?
Four.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, going back to Pete, that he had that Escalade, and I would have to think that he would miss the size and everything he could do with that, storing it, travel with it, as opposed to the Hellcat. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you, Ken? If you could only own one car, I guess I know the answer to that, but I don't know. Would it be a brand new car or a vintage car?
That would be vintage.
Then how come you don't have it now?
Because I let my husband have all the fun. Come on. How many people can I fit, and how many dogs could I fit in a Corvette?
True.
Really?
True. One day it might happen. We all might have to pick one car. So, I don't know. Gas prices. Gas prices. March 2nd. National average $3.375. New Jersey, we dropped a nickel, and our friends from South Carolina chimed in. Blair chimed in. They're at under $3 at $2.93. So just a little update on that. I almost was going to say basically no change, but we'll see. Coming up in a few minutes, where we've been and where we may be heading to this weekend. We actually know that. No place. But first, how about throwing another one on by Dion here? I just got a little electrical thing here. The wire keeps falling out. I don't want to lose the program. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, everybody? Here's Dion with Shoebop. Thanks for listening. Rock and roll. Shoebop, shoebop, oh, shoebop, shoebop, oh, shoebop, shoebop, oh, shoebop.
I can't forget the first time I saw you walking by. My heart stopped for the moment. There was love in my eyes.
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, wahoo, shoo-bop. Shoo-bop, wahoo, shoo-bop. Shoo-bop, wahoo, shoo-bop. Shoo-bop, wahoo.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us. And, yeah, Kath, I managed to just tape up that piece of wire there for a minute. So thanks, everybody. Didn't want to lose you. Dion, Shoebop, love it. We talked about car shows. You know, I'm going to plug one of ours. I'm going to start since I said earlier, and I almost forgot before, that this will be our first event or my first time in April. Typically, I'll be going to them. So I'm a little excited. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because I know the hit or miss deals on these. But Rock the Block, Clark, New Jersey, will be in Clark on April 30th on Westfield Avenue. We're expecting about 100 vendors. We have two bands, Beer Garden, Kid Zone. Let's see, what else did I miss? 15 food trucks. And a really nice host of cars. So hope to see everybody down there. It's going to be a giant block party. Raritan Road, Westfield, all the way down from Dawn Drive to Raritan Road will be closed and transformed into a big party from 10 a.m. to about 5 p.m. We'll be doing the trophies a little bit earlier, and you can hang out if you want and check out some of the live performances. So there you go. Put it on your calendar if you want to come up. If you don't have anything to do and you're looking for somewhere to go, I'm sure it'll be a great day. That's at 365 Westfield Avenue, Clark, in front of the high school, the rec center, municipal buildings, nice block. Sunday, April 30th, Rock the Block, Clark Street Fair and Classic Car Show. We have actually a lot of stuff announced this week. Jason's Friends Foundation we announced this week. I saw the flyers. Thank you, Mark. For getting them, and Gary for getting it posted up, and Donnie for letting me know that we finally have them. So that's good. Jason's Friend, September 24. That's a huge one. That's worth the hour and a half drive, folks. There's a lot of shows, and during the season, well, maybe that's a good rating system. Are you willing to drive an hour and a half for this show?
That's an interesting.
How good is this show? 30 minutes. How good is that show? An hour and a half. Maybe that'll work.
It actually sounds like it might.
You know, and because you're not saying that the smaller show isn't good. There's many good smaller shows. We've run some smaller shows in times deliberately, which were wonderful shows. I personally wouldn't advise anybody to have driven the hour and a half to come to it. It was local. And maybe that's a good way of rating shows. Anyway, for many people here in Vineland, I'll use that as an example because we enjoy Cruise on Memory Lane. That's worth the hour and a half drive.
That it is.
It is. You go down, grab something to eat, tons and tons and tons of cars, a nice drive getting there. Just everything about that event per se is worth the hour and a half drive.
I like that idea, Michael. I wonder how other people think about that.
Did we switch topic? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, because now I had another topic.
Well, are you writing these down for next week, or are we just going to use them all up tonight?
Well, you mentioned, I'm sorry, but you mentioned taping up your wire. And I thought, oh, duct tape. You didn't use duct tape. I know. But I wonder I wonder how many people have used duct tape to repair any piece of their car.
Everybody.
And when it's electric car, will they use electric tape instead? What do you think?
Oh, Lord, I thought that was fantastic. Yeah, okay, that was great. You got a lot of time on your hands. I like that electrical tape. I do.
I like that rating system.
Just food for thought. I mean, I don't know what to do. People ask me all the time. I don't know what to say anymore, you know. I mean, I've sent people. I've had people because I've made a mistake, and sometimes people really do read what you put in flyers and things like this. And I had somebody drive an hour and a half to go to a place, find out that the event wasn't there.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So it happens. That's why I'm like kind of telling everybody, you know. What is this? Yeah, she is. History. Okay. I don't know. We could do another topic.
Didn't like.
Okay. You didn't tell me what kind of car actually, seriously, a brand new one, Kath, or a vintage car?
Vintage.
I'm not buying this. Why don't you have one? What year vet?
Well, see, there are so many vets that I like. My first that comes to mind is the 63.
Brother had one.
Right, the split window. But I could go for a year or two before, a year or two after that.
Okay.
But again, couldn't fit the car, couldn't fit my mother. I mean, car. Couldn't fit the dog, couldn't fit my mother. So, you know, that's out.
I see in a 57, 58, put a scarf around your head and get a cool hat. I see you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Top down. Until your scarf gets caught in the tailpipe, pulls you out of the car and drags you down the street.
Mm-hmm.
What car would you eliminate?
On the road, I would eliminate.
Never said that.
Sorry.
I said, if you could eliminate one car from having ever been produced, what model would you pick?
Okay. Well, then I would go ahead. It was in the 30s. It was called the Scarab.
A scab?
Scarab. As in Egypt, scarabs, bugs. Looks like a beetle. Volkswagen beetle, a beetle.
Right. Okay. Where have you seen one?
Online. That's why I wanted to qualify it by one that's still on the road, which would have been a totally different car, obviously.
Yeah, but I think the question, Kath, is more like of cars that you know and through experience and that maybe you've had, that it's just like, this is just a bad car. There's nothing you can do. I will never have it, own it, sell it, anything.
Oh, well, I can't say that, because any cars I've had, I've been okay with. But as far as cars that I've seen that I think are still out there, Nissan, the one that looks like a box.
The Cube.
It's kind of got that wraparound rear window, side rear window thing.
You liked your Grand Am?
I did, actually. Except it was too many doors.
That only lasted, what, 18 months? Brand new off the lot?
I think it lasted longer than that.
Paint peeled in 36 months.
I had almost 100,000 miles.
How many times did the window get stuck at the toll booth before they had Easy Pass?
Well, that was once.
Once was enough.
But that wasn't the Grand Am.
What was it?
That was the Acura.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a legend.
That was a legend.
And we left it in the parking garage with plastic on the window.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot that. So, yeah.
We have a caller.
All right. You know what, Norman? Let's get the caller on. Caller, you're on the Rock and Roll Garage here on Cruising 92.1.
How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you, sir? Thanks for giving us a shout here.
How about a Yugo?
Yeah, you know what? That's like a keychain car, isn't it? It just hangs on your keychain. They're kind of useless car, wasn't that?
Well, it's all about cars.
Yeah. True. Yeah, Yugo. That's one definitely. Well, that is off the list. You know, I think they tried to hide that one, didn't they?
I'm surprised they let them in the country.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think at the same time, you also had another one that was called a Hyundai was trying to come in that was disposable like a Yugo a short while later. But they made it.
Well, the Hyundais are hot in the country now.
Yeah, well, they learned the Yugo. Gosh, has anybody seen it? Have you seen a Yugo in a car show recently? I can't recall if I have or not. Wow.
All right. As you guys go back to work.
Yugo, that's a great choice. I like that. That's a
song to Rocket 88.
I'll try to. Yeah, okay, not a problem.
All right.
Nope.
Rocket 88.
Yep, we'll put that on.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Have a great night. Wonderful call. Wonderful. Where was I? Oh, you know what I was going to do?
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet, the Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where waving fields of wheat pass in review. Where the traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevy.
I figured that was kind of short. I wanted to play that because today, automotive history, May 2nd, 1918, General Motors buys Chevrolet. So I just thought I'd toss a little tidbit in there, right?
And I thought that was for me so that when I had that Corvette, I could see the USA in it.
Well, who
sang that song, Michael?
Dinah Shore,
yes, she's got a distinctive voice.
Yes, she does. She was the spokesperson for quite a while. Over 100 years ago, this day, Chevy was struggling, couldn't make it. GM's buying larger corporations, and boom, they have. You know, there's another first today.
Yeah. What's that?
Today, the 1,000,000th. Ford Mustang rolled off the production line.
Did it?
Yep. 1,000,000. March 2nd. The owner who had the very first one traded it in. Well, actually, Ford wanted the car, so they offered him the 1 million car for the first Mustang.
And it wasn't just any 1 million car.
No, it was the Ford Mustang 1 million car.
Yes, it was. Fully loaded.
Okay.
Even had a TV in it.
And a phone. Did it?
It did.
Not a lot of things. I don't know. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
Just a little bit of history. Sad that the 1 millionth car, though, they say is gone. I don't know. I have a note here to make sure to give shout outs to our friends on our other car show programs here at the station. So I'm going to take a minute and do that now. What do you think? Yeah. How about Bill Van Seskel? He's on every week, Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 with the Racing Line. And, you know, that's a good question. Maybe that's a question for next week. Car show or like a drag race or a monster truck event, which would you prefer? I'm one of those, as much as I enjoy the two, it would have to be those shows. Is it worth the hour and a half drive? So maybe we'll do that. But Bill Van Seskel with the Racing Line, he's every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 every week. And right after that is a show in the garage with our friend Ben Notaro. Now, he has different guests on every week, and they visit garages and talk about the same kind of stuff sort of that we do when it comes to car shows and what goes on in our culture and you know, how to behave and act at events. They're from 8 to 9, so be sure to tune in on Tuesdays at 7. Catch two great programs. Make it all the way to 9. Have yourself a beer or a wine or a nice thick chocolate shake or strawberry daiquiri or something. Wednesdays, Norman, I'm going to plug you because you always help us out. Wednesdays, Norm's Party Hour.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. From 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. And thanks for your services tonight, Norman. And every time you help us. And he's on every
Wednesday night.
And appreciate that. And I want to give a shout out to Uncle Al, too, on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. Play some good different music. His co-host Trixie Cherry Bomb is with them. Just a nice program. East Fridays from 8 to 9, sharing one DJ from another here on that one. I said I'd give him a shout. And then we got this first Saturday coming up, Lucitaris with Rapid Transit Radio. It's a Mopar program. So if you're into Mopars and it is kind of winter time out there, tune in. He's on at 11 a.m. It's always the first Saturday of the month, and that's coming up this weekend. Spring's almost here, Kath. Spring's almost here. And with that, maybe some of our listeners, you know, maybe they might want to join our hobby and buy a classic car. You think? Maybe some people out there getting ready to retire, never been in, listen to some of these programs we just talked about here at the radio. Maybe they tune in on us. Maybe they see cars on the side. Maybe they went to a class reunion and something clicked and said, I want to get a classic car. You know, buying a classic car can be exciting, folks, especially when you're just starting out. But there's a problem, which is becoming bigger and bigger. Virtually any car built before, let's say, 1988, 1998 could be considered a classic here in New Jersey anyway. So you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars. And how would you choose your first classic car? Well, you know, you can get a lot of resource from the internet, you know, because choosing your first classic car doesn't have to be difficult. Even if it's the first time you've ever owned one. Okay. There are steps that you can take, and using resources such as joining a car club or the internet can help you equip yourself with some great pre-purchase information, some tips and hints. But there are many options. But I'm going to throw just a few quick tips and hints out there that can maybe help you get along to know what to start searching for And when I ask people, I mean, I don't buy a lot of them, but when I do, I put a lot of thought into it. When I'm ready, I go, because I need them to last a long time. I have to decide how I will be using it and what it's for. I put a lot of miles on it. I drive it all over the place. I enjoy going to shows. I enjoy driving it here and there. It doesn't have to be a spectacular field show car. I just like people to know that the cars that I do have are just nice cars. So one of the things, your first thing is decide what you're going to use it for. Think carefully about what you want to do with the car. Will it be driven daily? Are you going to use it just to go to car shows on weekends? Would you like to show it? Do you want to show like a car where you don't want to get a chip in it? There's still a lot of research that needs to be done, especially your first time around. Number two, I find this to be very big. And in our hobby now, if you're listening, find a shop that works on our type of vehicles prior to you getting a car to make sure that the shop can work on it. Or find somebody. If you're not a mechanic and you're not mechanically inclined and you want to get in our hobby, find a shop. We're going to start, something else. Just find a shop. That's important. Another great way to start looking for information, and we've said it before and before on our program and other programs, springtime is coming. We've told you a lot of events are starting to happen in April. Look at the social media sites. Look at our website. Look at some of these other sites. Go to the car shows. Go to the shows. Walk around. Meet people. Find a car. It might be a memory. It might be, your first car. It could have been the car that dad took mom out for their first date. Whatever the case may be. Okay. Maybe it was the car you stole on the day that you got divorced because you were so happy. I don't know. Whatever it is. Or join a car club, because odds are you'll find great guidance there. And with that being said,
yes, I was going to do the car club thing.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, that, like you said, that's a great way to not only find out about different cars, to build a network, right? To find somebody who can guide you as far as mechanics.
Yes.
Right. Car clubs are great resources.
They truly are. And if you're a likable person and you join a car club, you could pick certain clubs, or you could let them know that maybe you're not super active, but you would like to participate. And people will help you out. They'll be like, well, we know a guy who does this, or one of our members does this, or there's somebody in this club over there and they do upholstery. Great resources. Because do your research. Be sure to check the average retail values. Get an idea of what they're selling for. Talk to people who may have or still do have these cars.
And when you see them at the shows, if there's something in particular that you think looks really spectacular, somebody has a wonderful interior in their car, you really like the work on the dash, ask them, hey, where did you get that done? Or True. Did you do it yourself?
True. And that'll help you out, because you'll see the real deal. And another very important part is establish an affordable budget. Okay. I mean, it's easy. We go out and sometimes we buy something. You see, you grew up, you were in high school, friends had a nice 69 Camaro. You want to go get one. You buy this, $100,000 Barrett Jackson car. You can't drive it. You don't know how to do it. Can't work on it. Do your research. Join clubs. Check out social media. Visit some of our websites. Figure out, and then some of the other little hints, naturally price, a great thing for car clubs and going to car shows. You can get a great value idea on what the true value is with cars as you make friends. What'd you pay for your car? What's your car worth? You'll be able to look at the quality of the kind of car you want. Do you want to throw your whole family in there, retire, put the grandkids in? Maybe a four-door is great for you. Maybe a $15,000 budget.
And don't forget that if you see a car at a car show, that you really like, but doesn't necessarily mean that car is for sale, although everything is at the right price. Don't forget you can look online and find one out of state oftentimes. Then you have to get somebody to come in and go look at it for you.
Four minutes.
All right. And you can also do what I did. You know, you have to take a look at location. Like, where is this car? You got to take into account, how are you going to get it home? Well, one of my cars I found in Oklahoma, I paid an independent appraiser about $1.50, $150, $200 to go out and appraise this car for me and give me a write-up and a thing back. 3-4 days later, he does. He sends out. He says, it's A, it's a B, it's a C car. This is what's wrong. This is what's good. He did a really good job. So, you know, something like that, if you're not absolutely sure, too, you can do. We have Mickey in our club. You know, he'll go out. He'll appraise your car, give you the true value for it, or an idea of what you should be paying for the kind of car you want. There's a lot more we could say about this, but it's time for us to go. It's unfortunate. Sometimes I think we could really do hours and hours. Do us a favor. Hug a vet. Do it today. Freedom isn't free. We'll see you all next Thursday and every Thursday right here on Cruising 92.1 WVLT. My name is Hot Rod Mike.
And my name is Kathy. Good night, everyone.
Here's one by the Reflections, just like Romeo and Juliet. Peace out.
Finding a job tomorrow morning. Got a little something I wanna do. Gonna buy something I could ride in. I take my girl dating at the drive-in. Harlow's gonna be written down in history, just like Romeo and Juliet. I'm gonna buy her pretty presents, just like the ones in a catalog. I'm gonna show how much I love her. I'll let her know one way or the other. Our love's gonna be written down in history, just like Romeo and Juliet.
Mike here with Rock and Roll Garage Show, inviting you to kick back and listen in every Thursday night from 9 to 10, where we enjoy music featuring the best of what's old, new, borrowed, and blue. We'll bring you some of the best doo-wop, rock and roll, and blues this side of the Mississippi. We'll even throw in a little garage talk covering the latest news and local car shows, cruise nights, and more. So be sure to join us in the garage every Thursday night from 9 to 10.
Cruising 92.1.